Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that number to share what you're getting into over the weekend. Kathy is headed to Chicago. Is that right?
Yes.
What are you headed to Chicago for?
My husband and I are leaving. Well, we're leaving tomorrow morning. On Sunday, my husband is doing a 5K that benefits Lurie Children's Hospital. In December, our youngest granddaughter was born and was diagnosed almost immediately with leukemia. And been undergoing, so she's been undergoing treatment at Lurie's.
Okay. What is your granddaughter's name?
Eloise.
Eloise. How old is Eloise?
9 months.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's wonderful of him to do that, to help raise money for this cause.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's probably a lot going on in your family right now. We're thinking about you.
Yeah, I'm sure Eloise is a fighter. She's going to be okay.
Oh, she is. If you saw pictures of her, you would not even know she's been going through what she's been doing. But it's been slow. It's day by day. Lots of delays.
Well, keep us posted on how she's doing, okay?
Mm-hmm. I hope your husband runs like the wind on Sunday.
I think he's going to more like walk.
Well, I hope he jogs at a moderate pace for money to help this cause.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us, Kathy. Sarah is from Haverhill. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Throwing a third birthday party. Who's it for?
It's my niece.
Okay. What's her name?
Genevieve.
What's the theme of this third birthday party? What's Genevieve into?
She gets unicorns this year.
That's absolute banger of a party.
Yeah, that's what I had for my third, too. Unicorns.
That's what I have for my 33rd.
And then I see...
Oh, yeah. She's the only girl, so she gets spoiled.
I see, too, you're going to a fair. Which one are you going to?
We're going to Freiburg Fair up in Maine.
Oh, I haven't been to that one.
Me neither.
Yeah, it is fair season. It is fair season.
Eat all of the fried things that you're not supposed to.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Your arteries can take it. Don't listen to science.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see. I got Carolyn from Milford. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
No Kennedy today. I want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You're building something. What are you building?
Oh, yes. I am going to be spending my entire weekend building props for a haunt.
That's cool.
We do. I'm part of the haunt we do in Hopkinton every year to raise money for the Hopkinton Center for the Arts and the YMCA. And it's so much fun to be part of it. And we're going to be building some very interesting things this year.
Where do you have the haunt? When does it open?
It is the third and fourth weekend of October, but there's so much to be done that we're starting to build now. And this year is a circus theme.
Oh, scary clowns. Do you also work the haunt and scare patrons?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I would have been so good at that. I miss my calling.
Well, we can always use some more volunteers.
Dan, looks like you got yourself a job.
Like, they used to dress us up at Canopy Lake, and I would run around and scare the crap out of unsuspecting children.
So much fun. All right, well, have a great weekend building all that stuff. B-side from Gloucester. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing good. So you're going to be recording a podcast this weekend for breast cancer awareness?
I am, yes. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I just found out that my entire family line has had breast cancer, so I am considered high risk.
Right.
And my co-host, or my hostess for the podcast, was diagnosed this year and had two types of breast cancer. And so we are actually doing a walk on October 26th. So I'm raising funds for her as well. So I've been campaigning. I am $80 away from my goal already. And it's not even October, but
crushing
we are
it.
Talking with some survivors and previvors, trying to get some guests on to talk about their journey, just getting more awareness and people in the know about breast cancer.
What is the name of the podcast again? I think you told me before, but I forgot.
It's called Alicia Unleashed, and it's hosted by Good Morning Gloucester.
Alicia Unleashed, available wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Unleashed. Go look it up. Go look it up. Support them.
Yeah, you're a good doobie.
Yep. All right, good to talk
to you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Producer Dan, what are you up to this weekend? You going to a fair?
Yeah, well, as previously stated by someone on the show, it is fair season.
Yes.
So I'm going with my brother and my sister and their significant others to the Deerfield Fair in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And it's awesome. They got the Flying Willindas doing crazy
no,
high wire
stuff. They're my favorites.
Yeah, I saw them last year. They're good.
I love them.
And the ringleader of their troop is like 80 and he still gets up there and does handstands
on the
wire.
He's like the patriarch of the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild story.
Yeah, I love the Deerfield. I love fair season in general. I'm going to hit at least 2-3 fairs.
You know, they're big Florida people. They have a big thing down in Florida.
Yeah, Sarasota, right near. Yeah.
Yeah, where your family
is. I went
is.
To that in December also.
Oh, you did? Oh, look at you becoming a flying Willendas.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And so I'm going to eat all of the fried stuff. Please text in your favorite fried fair food and I will eat it this weekend.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.